Welcome to the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. My name is Alexis Glam, and my passion is helping women from around the world master the law of attraction, gain confidence, find their life purpose, and become masters of their own realities. I'm super excited today to inspire you and help you eradicate your limiting beliefs and achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. So if you're looking to massively level up your life from the inside out, to attract high-value relationships, wealth, happiness, and an overall luxurious lifestyle, this podcast is for you. You can see this as your weekly dose of manifestation tips, inspiration, mindset development, and much more to help you become the best and most irresistibly magnetic version of you. And best of all, I'm all about helping you with an extra dose of motivation by sharing inspirational stories of glamorous women and myself alike, as well as discussing the various techniques you can use today to improve your life. I definitely wouldn't want to keep you waiting any longer, so let's dive right into it. Hello, ladies, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. This is Alexis Lam. And today I want to talk about something that I haven't discussed before in the group or on the YouTube channel or on the podcast since it's so new. I want to talk about how you can lose weight using the law. Okay, so when I talk about the law, I talk about the law as per Neville Goddard and Joseph Murphy. And what makes them a little bit different is because they simplify the whole process of the law so that it's easily applied to anything that you want to attract into your life. So this also includes losing weight. Okay, and when I tell people about this, they usually get super excited. They're like, okay, Lexi, I'm ready for this information. They're there with their pen and paper to listen, and they're expecting something big. They're expecting some very detailed ritual, waiting until the moon is half full of, or maybe full, to put outside maybe a glass of water and drink this while turning around 3 times. It is none of this, ladies, unless you actually need that to believe that it's working. It's actually quite simple, okay? I'm going to try to break it down for you, ladies, so that you can understand how you can apply losing weight using the law of attraction. And it's very easy if you understand the core principles of the law. So first and foremost, I want you to ask yourself what your assumptions are surrounding food, okay? And it's a simple question, but you really need to think about this. What are your assumptions regarding food? Are you talking to yourself internally all the time about as soon as you eat this little piece of bread or as soon as you eat carbs, you gain weight? Are you telling yourself that no matter how many times you diet, how many times you try to restrict your calories, you're still not losing weight? Or are you someone who, whenever you're trying to eat healthy, you're eating the salad, you're eating that salad and you're telling yourself, oh, this is not worth it, it's not going to work, doesn't matter how many salads I eat, I'm still going to remain fat. And I know the F word is something that's extremely triggering. I am not fat shaming anyone. I'm just trying to help. Sorry, the world is so politically correct these days, you can't say anything. So I'm just trying to cover my ass, ladies. There's nothing wrong with weight, but if you want to lose weight, you can listen to these tips. But, okay, going back to your assumptions regarding food, you have to be very careful because I had this happen to myself as well. Again, glam tea time. I used to be, most of my life, skinny until at one point, I think it was in 6th grade or 5th grade, I'm not even sure. I started to eat a lot of carbs and a lot of food. And I remember my family members telling me, oh, finally, the skinny one is eating. Thank God she's going to get some weight on her bones, as they say in my local language. And that stuck with me. But what stuck with me the most and where I gained that weight and started eating like, I don't know, too much, was when I was doing gymnastics and my gymnastics teacher told me, you better lay off the rice because rice makes you fat. And I was not even a fat child. I wasn't overweight or anything, but maybe I was a little bit on the thicker side compared to what was expected to do gymnastics. But what happened when this teacher deposited the seed in my mind is that all of the sudden, in that moment, I was actually upset and I started to trigger eat all of the carbs. So I was eating lots of rice, more than I ever did before. and I just felt like I couldn't stop myself. While before, I wasn't even that focused on what carbs were, what calories are, what gaining weight even meant. It was only after I spoke to this gymnastics teacher, or no, after he deposited that negative seed into my subconscious, that I started to focus on this and things went wrong. So when it comes to the law, I want you to start thinking about what your assumptions are regarding food. If I take my example of not really eating that much of rice and just being a normal kid eating normal portions, by accepting that negative seed from the gymnastics teacher, actually made it worse for myself because my focus was on, oh my God, I should watch out what I'm eating. But if I eat, I'm gaining weight. So what happened was, it's kind of remarkable because I was always a skinny child that could eat, but was never really that intrigued about food or that interested in eating too much. But ever since that experience, I somehow found myself eating more than I needed to. I found myself, even if I ate a little bit, I would feel bad. And what happens is my weight exploded. I wasn't a fat kid, but I was very skinny. So you could definitely see the difference. And it wasn't until I understand the law that I understood what the power of the mind actually is. Okay, so at one point, of course, I learned how to diet, I learned how to exercise, and I actually went to modeling school, so I learned how to keep my physique in a certain way. But I never really looked back at that moment that was defining for me, that I was basically accepting this negative seed from the gymnastics teacher that I cannot eat rice without gaining weight. And to be honest, that seed remained with me for so long. I even went on a very long journey of low-carb eating. I documented everything. And I even had my Instagram account in the beginning that was called Low Carb with my name. And I used to document all of my low-carb creations. And that was a fun time. But then again, this was all due to the seed that was deposited so many years ago telling me that I can't eat carbs. And that whenever I eat carbs, I would gain weight. So I hope this story kind of sheds a light on how you too can start thinking about what the moments were in your life where you've accepted that you can't eat this type of food, or you can't do this, or you can't do that without gaining weight. That is very important. And why is this important? Because if we look at the principles of the law, assumptions harden into facts. And this is why, when it comes to diets, you can have certain people that truly believe in the 5-day egg diet and they stick to it and they lose all this weight. But then there can be someone else in the same household eating the exact same thing that is struggling. I've even had the point of knowing a close personal friend's sister that restricted all of her calories, was following a diet by a dietitian, and she still was gaining weight. And of course, some of you might point me towards science and that certain people have conditions. But in her case, the doctors just couldn't really understand why she was gaining weight while she was not even eating. So when we look at the law and we know how it works, I would urge you to try this out for yourself. What are your assumptions surrounding food? What are you telling yourself when you're eating? And when are you telling yourself, I'm referring to internally, when you're looking at food, when you're seeing food on TV, when you see it, when you're walking down the train station and you pass by McDonald's, what are the inner conversations that you're having? Okay, because when you start changing your relationship with food on the inside, and when you stop assuming that whenever you eat some carbs, you're going to gain weight, this is when the magic happens. Okay, because I had a moment where I was applying this, and this was only last year. Because I had a partner that enjoyed going out to eat, and we went out a lot. And my friends used to tell me, like, I don't understand, Lexi. How can it be that you're going out to these dinners every single week? You're partying, you guys drink, and you're always out to dinner, but you're still so skinny. And I knew on the inside that my assumption was that no matter what I ate, that I just wouldn't gain weight. And I was very firm in this assumption. And it wasn't until on, I think it was one weekend, where several people at the same time came to me and said, you're always eating so much, we don't understand why you're not gaining weight. that, again, I accepted the seed and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, this is kind of unfair. It's kind of unfair. That's what I thought. It's ridiculous. And I started to feel bad for being able to eat so much and not gain weight. And guess what happened? Only a few weeks later, I realized that the weight was gaining and it was getting more and more. And I actually got angry, upset. So again, these emotions, and I gained some more. And I'm not talking about 10 kilos here, ladies. I'm talking about maybe 5 pounds or 10 pounds. I don't even know. But the difference could have been seen. And I realized that the law is impartial again. So if you're going to feel bad about eating all that food and not gaining weight and feeling guilty about it, what is the universe going to do? Or what is your higher self picking up on that? What is your subconscious mind registering? It's actually quite interesting. So for me, this little experiment was quite interesting because I realized that it's all in my hands. And if I assume that no matter how much I eat, no matter how many times I go out, how much alcohol we consume, like we loved wine, so we would at least take a bottle of wine that we would share and sometimes some more. So there were lots of calories there, ladies, and I was still able to maintain a beautiful physique. I'm still thinking about it right now. I need to start working on my mental diet for this again. But this was amazing. So I was eating some bread this morning and I thought, oh, wait a minute, this is an interesting thing that I can share with the ladies because now I'm eating all of these carbs and I'm just not gaining weight. And some of you might think, okay, this sounds too simple. This can't be true. We don't believe you. But the main thing about this podcast is for me to share what works for me. And my rule of thumb is for you to try it out, as Neville Goddard says himself, try it out and see if it works for you. Because in the end, you're in charge of your reality. And if you believe that something is not going to happen, and you're very firm in your assumption that whenever you eat carbs, you will gain all this weight, and that you are the type of person that no matter what you do, you're just going to still gain weight, or that you have to do a lot of effort, restrict a lot of calories and exercise, I don't know how many times a day, to maintain that physique, then that's going to be your reality. So I give you the option today to start thinking about what your assumptions are regarding food and how you can turn that around by how you talk to yourself on the inside. What are your thoughts? Okay. What are these discussions? How are you feeling whenever you're eating? How are you feeling whenever you're seeing delicious food in front of you or food that quote unquote are fattening foods? This is an interesting thing. So I urge you to start thinking about it and reflecting and testing this to see if it works for you. I lose weight, but if this is something that you're struggling with, please try it out. It works for me and I'm still applying it. Of course, not to the T. Sometimes we slip, as I said, we're human and it's perfectly fine, ladies. You can't be perfect all the time. And there's no point in lying to yourself that perfection is to be the goal, the end goal of your life. You need to live life, you need to enjoy life. And by using this tool, you can actually start enjoying foods again and start feeling in control of your reality, which also includes your weight. Okay, sending you ladies a big kiss from the Netherlands, and I speak to you soon. Bye.